Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Tigers, it'll be Casey Mize on the Hill this afternoon. Joining us right now from beautiful Lakeland, Florida. I assume it's beautiful. I haven't checked the weather report. Is pitcher Tariq Skubal. How you doing, Tariq?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. So far for you? Pretty damn good spring training. I mean, you look at the stats, you haven't given up a run, very few hits, striking out a lot of guys. You've got to be pleased.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm off to a good start right now, which is always a good thing to build on that. But, you know, the walks are a little high from my last outing, so that's something I got to work on going forward. But I'll take it with where I'm at right now.
You had your first start last August, your major league debut. What is different about the way that you approach the game or the way that you're throwing the ball or just you as a pitcher today than it was last August?
I think just understanding the competition level that's up there, understanding that and then working, you know, really hard at, you know, trying to get the best and get the most out of myself. I think that's the difference is just, you know, a focus level of just being understanding what it takes to have success at that level, I think is, you know, where I'm at right now.
So how much of last year you put away, said, you know what, that's just it's like I'm going to school for what happens this year. Now I'm in college. Last year I was in high school. I learned all that stuff, and since I'm probably going to start with the big club this year, last year just a learning experience, you just put that stuff away and go?
Yeah, you know, I tried to learn from the failures, obviously, and then obviously learn from the good outings too, you know, just try to take it all in and be a sponge and soak up all the knowledge that I can from, you know, the guys that have had success at that level. And then obviously all the coaching and the coaching staff that's around me to continue to develop and get better. I mean, that's just how I've approached it.
When you talk about working on the mental side of things and your approach to different batters, how do you go about doing that, especially in training care and spring training, when you're not necessarily sure what the roster is going to look like, that you're the batting lineup that you're going to be facing?
I think it's just spring training is more about like how my stuff feels right now. You know, how my stuff. I'm just trying to go out there and throw things that I'm not as comfortable with, and try to become comfortable throwing them. So, you know, the splitter is a new pitch for me, so I'm trying to just go out there and throw that pitch and, you know, execute it and then throw curveballs and stuff like that. And then, you know, once I get a lineup and I've got scouting reports and stuff like that, then I can approach each hitter and do my homework a little bit more. But right now I'm just, you know, trying to get down the mound the way I want to and establish that rhythm and confidence in my stuff.
Tariq Skubal joins us live from Lakeland. You have a whole new coaching staff, new pitching coach, new manager. Have you noticed any difference?
Yeah, I think attention to detail and their focus levels are incredible, and that's something that I'm really trying to apply to my game is just really never having a bad rep and never taking any throw for granted and continuing to develop. I think that's something that they preach is just the attention to detail and focus and stuff like that, and I'm trying to apply that to my game.
You mentioned that you're working on a few new pitches and adding them to your repertoire. How much do you feel pressure to go out there and execute those at a high level as opposed to going out there and still working on your control, working on the execution and when to throw those pitches?
I think right now I'm going out there and throwing it and building that confidence in those pitches. I think that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm not too worried about – I mean, obviously my focus is on executing pitches, but, you know, I'm trying to develop and – you know, a little bit more of a long-term goal here is to really establish those, you know, the splitter and the curveball and get those things working, because those are only going to help me in the long run.
We mentioned the coaching staff. You have a new pitching coach in Chris Vetter. Is there any, I don't know, I wouldn't say animosity is not the right word, but was there any hesitation from the guys on the staff, say, all right, this guy's just like a college pitching coach. He's never been around in pro ball before. Or did you guys just embrace him with open arms?
Oh, no, embrace him with open arms, definitely. You know, try to learn. I've heard a lot of really great things going into it, and then obviously those things have come to fruition since I've been working with him. So, you know, I'm really excited about, you know, developing our relationship and you know, him trying to help me, you know, maximize my potential.
How much do you and the rest of the staff, especially some of the young guys like a Casey Mize or a Matt Manning, how much do you guys talk to each other? Yes, you can get a lot of coaching from your pitching coach, but in terms of just recognizing things in your teammates, how much do you discuss what's working, what's not working, and build confidence in each other?
A lot. I think that we've been around each other for, you know, a good amount of time, and we understand what we're trying to do with the ball. And I do like the feedback from those guys. I usually try to watch and you know, really dial in when those guys are pitching, and, you know, when anyone's pitching that you know, I talk to about baseball and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think a lot. We do have pretty good discussions with each other, and we're always trying to make each other better. So I think that's what's also fun.
What do you guys do after whether it's after a game or after, you know, a practice? I mean, you're a young guy. I mean, Florida's a little more open. You can go out than you can here. You guys having fun at all? What do you guys do?
You can't really do much with the protocols. You can do, like, outdoor dining. I think you can go to the beach. But as far as kind of going out, I went to the beach once. But, you know, just trying to stay smart and stay safe during this time.
So you're not golfing or fishing or any of that stuff, huh?
I haven't started golfing yet, no. I brought my clubs, but I just haven't got on the course yet. I got to figure out the baseball stuff first, and then I'll start golfing.
Who's of all the young guns on the team in your pitching group, who's the best golfer?
I think Manning is pretty good. That's what I've heard. I haven't seen him play yet, but I've heard he's pretty good. I know Zach Short's really good. That's kind of the rumor that I've heard around the clubhouse. But, yeah, those two guys.
What's the best club in your bag? Are you?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a good club in the bag. Yeah, I mean, I love the driver, but I don't know if there's a good club, you know, in the bag. But yeah, you know, I like to swing as hard as I can off the tee box. I think that's a ton of fun.
Tarik Skubal joins us here on the Stoney and Jansen show. Now, years ago, I think it used to be Scherzer and maybe Verlander who would run the Tigers NCAA pool for entertainment purposes only. I assume you guys have brackets going, do you? And who's running the show, and who do you got here?
Yeah, I think it's kind of put on through the training staff in the training room. There's a board and stuff like that. But in my bracket that I've got winning, I think Gonzaga is going to take it all. I just think they're really good. They haven't lost a game for a reason, and you know the depth there is incredible. So I think they're poised to make a good run.
And the fact, you know, you pitched at the University of Seattle, and they're in Spokane, so you probably followed them a little bit. And your dad, yeah, I guess, is a middle school basketball coach, so you know this stuff, right?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a basketball background. Kind of grew up in a gym. My dad has been a coach my entire life, so
grew up
in a basketball gym.
Who the Zags beaten in the national championship game?
I got them beating Illinois. I think the way Illinois plays, good teams, you know, just as long as they can stay healthy. I know they're a little bit banged up right now, but I think that as long as they can stay healthy out there, I think that that's going to be the matchup. Hopefully I'm right.
You got a few veteran pitchers that showed up this year that weren't on the team last year, Teheran and Uria. Have those guys been helpful at all? What have you learned from them?
Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of good discussions with both of them. Teron is just a true pro, you know, a true professional in the way he handles his business. And it's awesome to see guys like that have had success, you know, and really just watch how they go about their business. I think that's something that's a huge way to learn and apply that to my game as well.
Is Derek Holland, who's trying to make the team, he's done really well so far, and we've seen his Harry Carey stuff. They used to show, is he as funny in person as he appears to be?
Yeah, he's always a good – he's always a good time. He's actually like two lockers away from me, so it's always fun to be around him and just listen to what he's got going on. He usually tries to keep it pretty fun and light and relaxed. But he is serious when he's about his, you know, when he needs to get to work. But, you know, he is a good time to have and a good guy to have in the locker room.
We talked to AJ last week, and obviously he wasn't ready to name an opening day starter. What would it mean? What does it mean for a pitcher to get that nod, to be the guy that they say, hey, we want you to start the season off for us?
Yeah, I think that guy, you know, he's setting the tone for the whole season. So, I mean, it is an honor and take advantage of it. You know, I think that they see you as, you know, the guy that is the leader of all the pitchers. So, yeah, I think that that would be a huge honor, obviously. But, yeah, I think just setting the tone for the season and getting things going and, you know, leading the pitching staff out there, I think that that's what it's all about.
Are you ready for that if it would be you, or do you think it's going to go to one of the older guys?
No, not this year. I mean, I wouldn't imagine that, but no, yeah. I mean, I would be if that were the case. But
so, and we also heard from him that that, you know, there could be five, even a 6-man rotation. Does that change how you prepare for the season, knowing that if you go out and you get a start, you're going to get a little bit of extra rest? Does it change how you attack a game?
I don't think it should. I don't think it should. It's just an extra day, you know, an extra day to prepare physically, mentally, all that good stuff. And then when you get out there, it's just about competing. It shouldn't change from 5 to 6 days, but it's just about competing when you get out there.
Well, continue to have a great spring. Yeah. We'll see you up here when you guys come up north. And thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I look forward to throwing in front of the fans, too.
Yes, we're going to get some. We might get more than 1,000. They're supposed to make some kind of comment later tonight, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited to get up there.
All right. Thanks, Tariq.
Yep.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Tariq Skubal. He's part of the future. I mean, yes. Casey Mize has not looked good really at all during spring training. He goes today. Hopefully he'll get a better start. Manning has looked good, but he got sent down already. So Skubal, I think, is definitely here to stay, no doubt about it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.